fuss all around the place for dust and dirt. Well, I'm the image program queen. I can write up 1,000 customer follow-up cards while I'm cooking up a lunch. And I can give up a holiday to pump some gas when it comes down to the crunch. And I can cheer up Harry when he comes home and his octane's mighty low. And I can give him the premium attention he needs that makes a man get up and go. What I'm saying is this dealer's wife is a full-service island. When I take my car, he makes no never mind. Doesn't really matter, I am last in line. Harry keeps complaining, doesn't bother me. He works so hard and long, I understand, you see. Cause a dealer's wife is a woman through and through. Yes, an Exxon wife is a woman through and through. Helping out my baby, cause I love him, I do. The only way to be, cause a dealer's wife is a woman like me.
Eleven, auto suggestion. You'll never be alone. Creative imagination. Desire. You don't have a burning desire at all. Eight, every morning you know exactly what you're going to do and why. But all the real joy is taken out of it. Fifth, faith. Don't fight it. First, five, fourth, four, go into some quiet spot, perhaps in bed at night, close your eyes, hold it. I can touch it with my hands. Imagination. You'll never be alone. The importance of the woman. You'll never be alone. Know what you want. Like all states of mind, the mastery of procrastination. Nine, no one knows everything, no place to go. Number two.
One.
The second principle is a state of mind, sudden flashes of thought or inspiration. 10, the fifth principle is whatever it is you do for a living. The fourth principle is the one and only woman. The sixth principle is the sixth principle. The sixth sense. The 13th and final principle is the 12th principle. Third, this is important. This is it. Thoughts are things.
Three.
Time means nothing to your subconscious.
Two,
understand once and for all, you'll never be alone here on Earth. 11, auto-suggestion. You'll never be alone. Creative imagination, desire. You don't have a burning desire at all. 8, every morning you know exactly what you're going to do and why, but all the real joy is taken out of it. 5th, faith. Don't fight it. First, 5, fourth, four, go into some quiet spot, perhaps in bed at night. Close your eyes. Hold it. I can touch it with my hands. Imagination. You'll never be alone. The importance of the woman. You'll never be alone. Know what you want. Like all states of mind, the mastery of procrastination. 9, no one knows everything, no place to go. Number 2.
1.
The second principle is a state of mind, sudden flashes of thought or inspiration. 10, the fifth principle is whatever it is you do for a living. The fourth principle is the one and only woman. The sixth principle is the sixth principle. The sixth sense. The 13th and final principle is the 12th principle. Third, this is important. This is it. Thoughts are things.
Three,
time means nothing to your subconscious.
Two,
understand once and for all, you'll never be alone here on Earth.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Since music is a school of love, I can't help but soothe you out the musical atmosphere. Yeah. Move it! Yeah. MPLA. I'm not going on a holiday. MPLA. I'm not going on a holiday.
So not a fling away your sorrow, not a living on the black star line of tomorrow. And not a fling away your sorrow, not a living on the black star line of tomorrow. Yeah, imago nato, 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 fango jedo, 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 make me nato, nato. I say your natty is your glory. I say your natty is your soul. You got to be a nat to go on the MPLA, y'all. MPLA. A natty going on a holiday. A MPLA. A natty going on a holiday. A natty going to the country. A natty going to the hills, yeah. I fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow, yeah. And not to fling away your sorrow, not to living on the black star line of tomorrow, yeah. Imago nato, 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 pango jedo, 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 jedo. Fire nati is your beauty, your nati is your glory, your nati is your soul. So make we keep up, we not far, I am in a plot. Keep up, you're not far, I am in a plot. And make we not up, not up, not up, not up, not up. Make we jet up, jet up, jet up, jet up, jet up. And the MPLA. And at the going on a holiday. I fling away your sorrow.
Is that why your nickname was General Butt Naked?
Seek professional help.
Even Papua New Guineans from the coast find life in the highlands pretty wild.
If the enemy dares to invade even an inch, the Revolutionary Armed Forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose Hair Lint Blend.
Este es el programa número uno.
With Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
burn, Babylon a burn right now. Babylon a burn, Babylon a burn, Babylon a burn right now. Don't you do this, I don't you do this.
We've only just begun. I got all sorts of new dark shit for you, my man.
You ever dance with the devil in the moonlight?
I don't know what my attitude is. I'm trying to work on it all the time, you know. I'm drinking water tonight. That's pretty amazing. Water. It's really weird how your life changes. You know what I mean? Water. 4 years ago, opium. Isn't that weird? I mean, really. It's night and day. Night and fucking day. Some of y'all may remember me as a drinker. I was a weekend drinker. You know, I'd start on Saturday, end on Friday, and thought I was controlling it there. But I don't drink anymore. I don't do drugs anymore either than, I'd say, the average touring funk band. If I had to add it up. I don't do drugs anymore either. But I'll tell you something about drugs. I used to do drugs, but I'll tell you something honestly about drugs, honestly, and I know it's not a very popular idea. You don't hear it very often anymore, but it is the truth. I had a great time doing drugs. Sorry. Never murdered anyone, never robbed anyone, never raped anyone, never beat anyone, never lost a job, a car, a house, a wife, or kids, laughed my ass off, and went about my day. Sorry. Now, where's my commercial? Why don't I get a commercial? Why is it always that other guy that gets the commercial? I lost my job, then my house, then my wife, then my car, then my kids. Don't do drugs. Well, I'm definitely not doing them with you. Fuck! Man, you're bumming me out. Get him out of here. Who invited Mr. Doom over? Get that guy out of here. The guy by the dip. He's bumming everyone out. He hadn't stopped talking. I wish he'd lose his fucking voice. I mean, I've lost my car before. Okay. Found it the next day, you know, no biggie. I don't think that warranted a commercial. I lost my car, and, nope, there it is by that dumpster. Forget it, see you tomorrow. You know, I've lost stuff, I'm not saying that. I knew we were in trouble in that damn egg commercial, that guy. I knew that was the government's take on drugs. You know, we're fucked, believe me. Here's your brain. I've seen a lot of weird shit on drugs. I've never, ever, 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 ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once, all right? I have seen UFOs split the sky like a sheet, but I have never, ever, ever looked at an egg and thought it was a fucking brain. Not once. I have had 7 balls of light come off of a UFO, lead me onto their ship, explain to me telepathically that we are all one and there is no such thing as death. But I have never, ever, ever, ever looked at an egg, thought it was a fucking brain. Now, maybe I wasn't getting good shit. I admit it, I see that commercial, I feel cheated. Hey, where's the stuff that makes eggs look like brains? That sounds neat. Did I quit too soon? What is that, CIA stash? You see the guy in that commercial? The guy's got a beer gut. All right, this is it. Look up, man. This is your brain. I ain't doing this again. That's your brain. The guy's drunk doing the fucking commercial, man. Here's your brain. That's an egg. That's a frying pan. That's a stove. You're an alcoholic. Dude, I'm tripping right now. And I still see that as a fucking egg, all right? I see the UFOs around it, but that is a goddamn egg in the middle. There's a hobbit eating it, but goddammit, that hobbit is eating a fucking egg. He's on a unicorn, but that's a fucking egg, yeah. How dare you have a wino tell me not to do drugs?
Why did you quit?
Why Because after you've been taken aboard a UFO, it's kind of hard to top that, all right? You know, they have Alcoholics Anonymous. They don't have Alien Anonymous. Tell you what, though, going to AA meetings, which I have to do, but going there and hearing people talk about their fucking booze stories, you know, I'm sitting there. You know, I love the taste of gin. It's just so good. Fuck you, I've been on a UFO. Fuck off! I went drinking with aliens, you fucker. Shut up! I lost my wife. I lost an alien culture who wanted to take me to the planet Arcturus. Fuck you! I mean, I don't know if I've gotten the resentment, you know, forgiveness part down in the program, but... One day at a time. Oh, I just cannot, you know, believe in a war against drugs when they have anti-drug commercials on TV all day long, followed by, this bud's for you. I got news for you, folks. A1, alcohol is a drug. B2, and here's the rub, alcohol kills more people than crack, coke, and heroin combined each year. So, thanks for inviting me to your little alcoholic drug den here tonight. You fine, upstanding citizens, you. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Now... You know why? If I was going to have a drug be legal, it would not be alcohol. You know why? There's better drugs and better drugs for you. That's a fact. So you can stop your internal dialogue. Well, wait a minute, Bill. Alcohol is an acceptable form of social interaction, which for thousands of years has been the norm under which human beings have congregated and formed socialist grids, and they would congregate. Shut the fuck up. Your denial is beneath you, and thanks to the use of hallucinogenic drugs, I see through you. Pot is a better drug than alcohol, fact, and I'll prove it to you. You're at a ball game, you're at a concert, someone's really violent, aggressive, and obnoxious. Are they drunk, or are they smoking pot? The one and only correct answer. Tell them what they want, Johnny. I have never seen people on pot get in a fight because it is fucking impossible. Hey, buddy. Hey, what? End of argument. Say you get in a car accident and you've been smoking pot. You're only going 4 miles an hour. Shit, we hit something. Forgot to open the garage door, man. Gotta get the garage door open so Domino's knows we're home. But I'll tell you the truth. I have never heard one reason that rang true why marijuana is against the law. That rang true now. I'm not talking about the reasons the government tells us, because I hope you know this. I think you do. All governments are lying cocksuckers. I hope you know that. Good. I mean, marijuana grows everywhere, serves 1,000 different functions, all of them positive. To make marijuana against the law is like saying God made a mistake. You know what I mean? It's like God on the seventh day looked down at his creation, said, there it is, my creation, perfect and holy in all ways. Now I can rest. Oh, my me. I left fucking pot everywhere. I should never have smoked that joint on the third day. If I leave pot everywhere, that's going to give people the impression they're supposed to use it. Shit. Now I have to create Republicans. So you see, it's a vicious cycle. And I'm not promoting the use of drugs, believe me. I'm not. I've had bad times on drugs, okay? I mean, look at this haircut. Fuck! tell you, I live in New York now, man. I tell you, man, the war on drugs is definitely taking a ceasefire there. It's... I mean, it's incredible. They sell drugs out loud on the streets. Heroin, 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 coke, 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 smoke, smoke. Heroin, heroin. Those guys bug the shit out of me. So I'm walking down the street one day. This guy's walking ahead of me, passes one of those dealers. He looks at him. He goes, heroin, heroin, heroin. I pass him. He looked at me. He goes, glue. I can afford heroin, you fucker. I'm doing laundry right now. As soon as my shirt's out of the cleaners, I'm coming back and buying some of that shit from you. He embarrassed me to death, all right? I was mortified. Glue. Fucker. Where's a bank machine? Come here. Come here, Mr. Dealer. Come here. I'm going to show you my balance. Then I'm going to buy heroin from that little kid across the street. Fuck you. New York's a rather tense town.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight on RadioValencia.fm.
She spends too much time with herself every night, just fooling around with her fears. And in the morning she mourns her declining mind, drowning a bottle of beer. It's too dangerous, just think about what she might have been if she'd have sung for salvation, if she'd have danced on her dreams. But there's gonna be peace in the valley tomorrow, 'cause tonight she's gonna blow it all away. Lord, she feels so twisted, she ain't never gonna fix it. She's just waiting for the light to shine on a brand new day. And he don't know if he's a communist, a hedonist, or a whore. He spends too much time riding on the white line. He did, and he opened it. He'd find those letters in the hall, but he's too blind to read between the lines, 'cause the writing's on the wall. And there's gonna be peace in the valley tomorrow, 'cause tonight he's gonna blow it all away. Lord, so twisted, he ain't never gonna fix it. He's just waiting for the light to shine on a brand new day. I'll let that light shine. but I need some company. You got that mystery, oh, I need a plan. All I got is this compromise and a bag full of alibis. It's as empty as a bottle of whiskey in my shaking hand. That's right, but there's gonna be peace in the valley tomorrow. Cause tonight I'm gonna blow it all away. Oh, I feel so twisted, I ain't never gonna fix it. I'm just waiting for the light to shine on a brand new day. Yeah, one more time for the people. It's gonna be peace in the valley tomorrow. That's right, that's right. Cause tonight we're gonna blow it all away. Oh, it feels so twisted, we ain't never gonna fix it. Just waiting for the light to shine on a brand new day. Yeah, we're just waiting for the light to shine on a brand new day.
April 2nd, 1987 at 12 o'clock p.m. I took a Greyhound bus to Des Moines, Iowa. It was a six-hour profanity even hell ride. At 6 o'clock p.m., the Greyhound bus arrived at the Des Moines bus station. Two of my music fans picked me up and rode me to Fort Dodge, Iowa. Hail Greyhound bus ride! Hail Greyhound bus ride! Hail Greyhound bus ride! Hail Greyhound bus ride! at 2 o'clock p.m. on Friday, April 4th, 1997. I went on a radio show, Jurite. I whipped out my Tiscan 3000 keyboard and sung four rock songs on 88.1 KRCB. At 6:30 p.m., I rode with my friends to Knights of Columbus for sound checking. At 9:30 p.m., I got up on stage and sung 20 rock songs in front of 200 rock fans. Hail Greyhound, bus ride. Hail Greyhound, bus ride. Hail Greyhound, bus ride. Hail Greyhound, bus ride. At 11:20 a.m. on Saturday, April 5th, 1997, I caught the Greyhound bus for Chicago, Illinois. The Greyhound bus left Des Moines hour at 11:30 a.m. It was an eight-hour profanity even hellray without music. At 7:30 p.m., the Greyhound bus arrived at the Chicago bus station. I then got off the intercity bus and yelled like a stupid fool. Hail Greyhound, bus ride! Hail Greyhound, bus ride! Hail Greyhound, bus ride! Hail Greyhound, bus ride! Rock over London, rock on Chicago, Kinko's, it's the new way to office.
Yeah. Gave up all the cocaine nights, just me and the whiskey. I gave up my self-control, all my sanity. I gave up all my rowdy friends, now it's just me and the whiskey. Keep the glass, hand me the bottle. I'm on that highway to hell, full throttle. I ain't worried about you, girl, don't worry about me. Well, I'm getting right in the bar light, yeah, it's just me and the whiskey. I gave up on Jesus when mama gave up on me. So much for family life, it's just me and the whiskey. I gave up them bad girls with the methamphetamine. I've been known to stretch the truth when it's just me and the whiskey. Keep the glass, hand me the bottle. I'm on that highway to hell. I gave up all the cocaine, now it's just me and the whiskey. Keep the glass, hand me the bottle. Well, I'm on that highway to hell, full throttle. I ain't worried about you, girl, don't worry about me. I'm getting right in the bar light, yeah.
Jack,
I taste that booty flavor.
girl. Ain't no Listerine that can wash that from my mouth. I went down like I usually do, but then I headed further south. You didn't know quite what to say, but you didn't say to stop.
Don't say stop.
Girl, you was the mop bucket, and damn, I was the mop. Yo, I take it from you and then I give it right back.
Taste that booty flavor.
I choke a little weed and then I smoke a lot of crack.
Oh, taste that booty flavor.
I drink a can of beer and then I shoot a bit of smack.
Oh, taste that booty flavor.
Oh, I'll fight jerk and then I'll fight jack.
Oh, taste that booty flavor. Oh, girl. I'm feeling hungry tonight, and I know you cooking something I like. So take your clothes off, baby, put an end to the lights. You're gonna be my main dish, so serve that booty up right. Oh, whoa. Taste that booty flavor.
I smoke a little green, then I smoke a lot of crack.
Taste that booty flavor.
Drink a